Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Well, welcome back. We're going to continue the focus on happiness, right? Because I wanted you to focus on happiness before we start talking about goal setting. You're going to come and see that again, because I really want this year to be different for you when it comes to setting up your goals, right? I know you're going to do it, or you're going to try not to do it. You're going to avoid it. You're going to skip it. You really don't have to, because it is good the first month of the year to set up what your year going to be like. At least it's going to create a roadmap to know if you're on the right path to success. It's important to do. What I would like for you that's different this year, you're going to do that from a place of uncomfortable. You might be very, very uncomfortable. Something must change. Or you're going to start looking at the gratefulness that's going on around you, the great gifts that you have of life, and plan to make that area in your life better. I'm telling you, when you come from a place of happiness, the work doesn't feel as heavy. It doesn't feel like work. You don't get burned out quickly. You don't get bogged down quickly. So I will ask you to get the area in your life better. Look at your good list versus fixing things that are wrong. That's draining. No one wants to come and hear all the things that's wrong with you every day and work on your weaknesses every day. Well, the way you go about it is to make what's good in you, which has a lot of stuff that are good in you, better. And keep an eye on the things that you're not so good at, right? If it's something that you could hire someone to do in your business for you, then that's good, so that it will alleviate that area for you to continue to grow as a person. So that's why right now, this last week and this week, I am focusing on happiness, because we need more of that, right? We as human beings, I believe, that's my opinion, that love is what we seek most of all. We seek shelter. We seek to be loved. We seek to belong to a community. And we seek to have an intimate partner that sees us and accepts us for who we are. And we also do our best to grow as much as we can, right? So that comparing yourself to other people is not good, because you don't know how they are in a private one-on-one moment with themselves. You compare yourself to somebody you don't know anything about, that doesn't have the same experience as you did, the same family member as you did, the same job, the same neighbor, the same DNA. Think about it. If you are siblings, you have cousins, you have people in the same household with the same set of parents, and they come out to be completely different. Why? Because we are all unique. So today I'm going to talk about comparison. Of course, I told you guys I had a guest speaker coming to read it for you all the last couple of weeks to make sure that you get a new, fresh idea, listen to someone else, but you actually have to apply and look into the information that's been shared with you, because they are good. Because I'm working from happiness. It's not because there's nothing bad going on in my life. I just choose to look at the good part. It's easy. It makes me get up and go do more. But if I look at the negative, like I did, I had a rough weekend, you know, and I sit in my bed and I didn't do anything. So it's not good to stay in your weakness list. Get on the good list. It's easier when you make plans, when you make to achieve your goal, to set up a business, to grow from your strength list. Right? So listen to it. Try some of those things. Do some more research. You know, I'm just the beginning information I'm sharing with you. If you have any question, always, you know, you could email me.
How to be happier by stopping comparing yourself. There are many things that can make us happier or less happy. And there's no one magic bullet that's automatically going to turn you into a happy-go-lucky character without a care in the world. That said, there are certainly some things that appear to play a particularly large role in determining whether or not we're happy. Social comparison theory. One theory that's been put forward as to having a lot to do with how happy we ultimately are is something called social comparison theory. Originally postulated by social psychologist Leon Festinger, the idea is that we largely define ourselves via comparison with others. While there are many aspects of this theory, the basic idea as it relates to happiness is that many of us aren't happy because we are constantly comparing ourselves with others who are better off. In other words, while you might be incredibly wealthy and successful, you won't feel that way if the people you spend the most time with are actually more wealthy. Similarly, you might not be happy with your relationship if your friends seem to be happier. The same goes for your house. Making matters worse. Unfortunately, our modern lifestyles are very much designed to make matters worse. On Facebook, most of us put forward a very idealized version of our own lives, meaning that we receive a constant feed of images of our friends on spectacular holidays or giving talks at conferences. At the same time, the media is constantly showing us the lifestyles of the rich and famous, people who have perfect looks and millions of dollars. How to overcome social comparison theory. So what can you do to overcome social comparison? One option is to leave Facebook and never come back, though many of us would consider that as a rather drastic move. More important, though, is to focus on your own goals and to try and keep a realistic idea of your life as it compares with others. Sure, that person has become incredibly successful in what they do, but is it exactly what you would want to do? Focus on your own goals and how they differ from those of other people. Meanwhile, make sure to focus on what you do have and to set your own points of comparison. Don't think about what you could have. Think about what you've already accomplished and how much harder life could be.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.